You are listening to On Further Review.
On Further Review is a conversation that uncovers the fascinating details of the most remarkable sporting events. Events you grew up watching and maybe a couple you've never heard of before.
Join our discussion of upsets, dynasties, and how one event can be the difference between being a footnote and being a legend. This is On Further Review. Welcome to On Further Review for this short sports gambling segment. I don't claim to be a professional, but each week I'll share some of my picks that I like with you, and you can either join or fade them. Hopefully, we all can make a little spending money on the side. One thing I find important is to set up a rule for yourself on a specific dollar amount that you will never go over, no matter what, for either a single bet or a deposit amount. I keep my unbreakable line pretty low dollar-wise, and that helps me enjoy sports betting without being reckless. If you choose to gamble, please do so responsibly. All right, let's look at Tuesday night's NBA slate. First up, we have Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals with the Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. The Celtics come in favored at -1.5 points, but I'm actually going with Miami +1.5. Miami has only lost one game, the entirety of the playoffs so far, which was a 3-point overtime loss to a desperate Bucks team. The Heat have been on fire, and I'm betting they do the same here. The Celtics are coming off a Game 7 win versus a very good Toronto team last Friday night. But teams that win a Game 7 lose Game 1 of the next round, about 65-70% of the time. I kind of think the Celtics may win the series, but I like Miami in Game 1. Take Miami +1.5. And speaking of Game 7s, later that night we have Game 7 with the LA Clippers and the Denver Nuggets. The Clippers are favored, -7.5 points to be exact, but what I'm looking at is the under for the game, of under 207.5. Five of the previous six games between these two all went over 207 points, but Game 7s are historically low-scoring affairs. There have been three Game 7s these playoffs, with an average of only a total of 183 points each. The Nuggets actually played a Game 7 versus Utah in the first round, and the two only combined for a total of 158 points. That's basically 50 points less than the line is here. I think under 207.5 is a lock. So I've got Miami +1.5 and Clippers Nuggets under 207.5. Let me know what you all like, and I'll have more plays and action going into all the football this coming weekend. Happy betting.
Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and share it with someone. If you didn't enjoy it, let someone know. Either way, smash that share button.